summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan, we'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and what is so difficult for most people to understand is that the media in the United States is controlled, and there are certain things they don't want you thinking about. They want to focus your opinion on the woman who wore the orange, bright orange dress and got in to see President Obama. They got a whole congressional investigations to find out how she got in. I mean, who is responsible for this terrible thing? And now Gatorade has dropped a Tiger Woods from advertising schedule and all sorts of important things like that. And yet, you remember here it was about a month ago when they found some fellow who had 10 bodies buried in his backyard, 10 women he'd slaughtered and buried there. Somebody else had 10 women, corpses, bodies, and body parts rotting in his home. We find that time and time again there are these massive crimes being carried out. The fellow who actually was a convicted sex offender on probation, he had a girl he'd kidnapped at least 10 to 15 years ago. He'd fathered two homes with her, two children with her, and, he'd held her forcibly against her will for all these many, many years since he abducted her as a small child. And, but nobody ever mentions that there is a satanic element to all of these crimes any more than they will tell you that David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Keller, was involved in the satanic cult, that Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, was a Satanist, that Manson was involved in a satanic cult, and the Process Church, the Latter-day Judgment. These things are never mentioned. The police are told, oh, don't talk about the satanic or spiritual element, the supernatural element to these crimes and the human sacrifices. We don't want to alarm the public. And, of course, the real reason is they don't want the public to understand the true nature of the organized evil and the satanic cults operating within our country and throughout the world. And they are operating there. And there's constant effort to cover this up from the American people, so that they won't understand the true nature of the battle that's taking place today and the real force behind globalism and the environmental scam and Copenhagen and the phony climate change. There's no climate change. It's getting actually colder, but they can't let the public know that because they want to create global government. That's always been Lucifer's desire, to create a global government, so he could replace God and rule the world. This is what it's about. and they control our media, and they control our reality. Well, with us this morning is a young man. I don't know how young William Kennedy is, but he's been with us many, many times. Written a wonderful book we carry, Satanic Crimes. We have the four-tape set by that title. We carry his book. But today we're going to be talking about this woman who is just a young girl. I suppose she's in her 20s or so, early 30s, was just convicted over in Italy. Now, here we're getting in the United States this idea, there was all sorts of evidence that showed she didn't do it, you know, she wasn't responsible, she didn't kill anybody, but those Italian courts are just terribly unfair. And but how many of you read about the satanic element of this? About the, I'm going to let William tell you the story, the real story you'll never read in the American media, because they don't want you to know about the supernatural element to so much of what's going on today. William, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on, Dr. Stan. I'm 45. I'm not that young anymore. I'm getting up there, but
listen, you're
working hard.
You're half my age. So.
Oh, okay. I guess it's how you look at it. But anyway, to get into the Amanda Knox case, you're absolutely correct, Dr. Stan. And first, I want to say my heart goes out to Meredith Kircher's family, the girl who was murdered. And my heart does go out to Amanda Knox's family, who's, you know, they didn't send her daughter to Italy to get tied up with a satanic cult. But that's ultimately what happened, and that's the tragedy of this whole situation. And basically, the American media and even the courts in Italy blocked out the satanic and vampire aspects of the Meredith Kircher murder. Now, the media did cover it on the Internet, but they put it on the back burner of coverage. And I get asked a lot, did Amanda Knox get a fair trial? Well, I don't know what a fair trial is, but I'll tell you this. If I were on that jury, I would have voted guilty. And I would have voted guilty for a variety of satanic reasons that no one's really heard about, the media didn't cover. For example, Rudy Guida, who was one of the three people who were convicted in the murder, 1 week before Meredith Kircher was found butchered in her house the day after Halloween, Rudy posted a film he made of himself on YouTube where he claimed to be a vampire and wanted to drink blood. He posted this himself. Now, Meredith Kircher herself, the night before she was murdered on Halloween, dressed up like a vampire for a costume party she went to on Halloween. And there's a lot of facts like that that didn't come out in the case. Now, Amanda Knox's boyfriend, who was also convicted 25 years in prison, he has a vast array of vampire-type activity in his background, and it's quite disturbing. He was obsessed with some Japanese comic books called manga graphic novels, which are vampire novels, and they're comic books for grown-ups. But one of the comic books they found in this house showed a girl who was brutally murdered on Halloween by a vampire cult, and her blood was splattered all over the walls of her room. Now, when you look how they found Meredith Kircher, she was discovered half undressed, with blood splattered all over the room, and she was covered with duvet.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the world we live in, not the world they want to live in. Right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I can stand back here at the American Network. Our guest is Bill Kennedy, and he's talking about this Amanda Knox tragedy, a woman who gets mixed up with some Satanists and vampires, and of course the girl who was killed, you know, dresses up like a vampire the night before she's slaughtered. She's found sitting in exactly the same posture that is described in some of the material that comes from one of the people who's murdered. She's partially disrobed. There's blood spattered all over the room. And now, what sort of marks did she have on her body, Bill?
Okay, she had her throat slit, and she was slightly strangled to death. And she had a slow and horrible, horrible death. And I suspect this was a blood-drinking ritual. Obviously, Rudy Guida, who was sentenced to 30 years for killing her, he was on the YouTube a week before the murder claiming he wanted to drink blood. Now, I looked at some of the photographic evidence of the room, and quite clearly there's 666 smeared in Meredith Kircher's blood on the wall of the room. Now, Raffaele, Amanda Knox's boyfriend, who was sentenced to 25 years, as I said earlier, he was obsessed with these Japanese manga vampire cartoons. Now, you hear a lot about the lack of forensic evidence in the room, like there's none of Meredith Kircher's hair or none of Raffaele's hair on each other. Well, that can easily be explained because Raffaele posted a photograph of himself about a week and a half before the murder where he is dressed in surgical scrubs, fully covered, 90% of his body except for his face, and he is holding a butcher knife and a canister of bleach. Now, he put this on the web himself. I know this sounds crazy, and people can see the actual photo at WilliamHKennedy.com, go to the Satanic Crime page, and it's on the Amanda Knox listing. But he has this photograph of himself in full surgical scrubs. His father was a medical doctor, and he knew how to clean a medical room. He had done it for his father, who's a urologist. His office is right in their house. That's how they do it in Europe. Doctors have their offices in the house. So he knew how to clean up a room, and it's quite bizarre because this photograph was taken. He had just done a tour of Nazi concentration camps in Germany. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the photo closely, on the wall behind him, there is a satanic T-shirt hanging on his door. So what we're really looking at here is a ritual vampire murder. Now, the evidence, the more you look at it, the more satanic it becomes. Amanda Knox herself, you know, she's a very beautiful young woman. She seems very sweet, but she got mixed up with some very sick things. For example, She wrote a short story about a woman who slits the throat of her roommate for a creative writing class. This is all before the murder. It's quite bizarre. And there are other elements that this was definitely a planned ritual murder. Now, one thing that didn't come out in the press is on Halloween night itself, an Albanian student parked his car near Amanda Knox's house where Meredith Kircher was murdered, and he accidentally bumped his car into a garbage bin that was in front of Amanda Knox's house. And Amanda Knox, Raffaele, and Rudy all came running out, and Amanda Knox started waving a knife at this fellow. Now, the judge would not allow this to be entered into the court. The jury never heard this because he said it was hearsay. They didn't have two people who saw Amanda Knox do this, so they couldn't admit it. Now, this Albanian student, when this case came out, he initially went to a lawyer and asked what he should do. Should he report this or not? And the lawyer told him to go ahead. But then again, the judge threw this evidence out. The judge also threw the evidence out of the Japanese vampire comic books and other satanic-type evidence in the case, the photograph of Raffaele in the surgical scrubs holding a butcher knife and a gallon of bleach were also thrown out of the court. So, once more, if I were on that jury, I would have voted to convict, to be honest with you, and the media hype around this is, you know, Amanda Knox is this poor, innocent American girl, a victim of circumstance. They keep showing her parents on TV. And again, I feel very sorry for Amanda Knox's parents. You know, it's terrible that her daughter got mixed up with a vampire cult. But that's exactly what happened, and that's the tragic truth of the situation. Now, a lot of evidence is deliberately taken out, and the media doesn't cover a lot of the diabolical aspects of crimes. They just, as you said earlier, they don't want you thinking about it. They'd rather you thinking about how much Tiger Woods' girlfriends are going to get out of his billion-dollar fortune for hanky-panky. That seems more important to our popular media. Now, it's very, very strange. One reason I'm very unsympathetic with Amanda Knox is she tried to frame a third man in this, a fellow named Patrick Lumbumba, who was a nightclub manager who gave Amanda a job. Now, when Amanda Knox was initially arrested, she had, you know, a very rough 30-hour interrogation, and I don't know what a fair trial or a fair interrogation is, because when you consider even here in the United States, 95% of jury cases wind up in a conviction. So it's a big argument what is a fair trial and what is not a fair trial and what is a fair interrogation and not a fair interrogation. But Amanda Knox tried to frame an African man, her former boss, who worked at a club called Le Chic. This poor man, Patrick, was held in jail for 2 weeks, and they tried to frame him for the murder of Meredith Kircher. Thank God some patrons at the club Le Chic came forward and exonerated him. He was eventually released, and he was a black man, and Rudy Guida, the man who got 30 years, was also a black man. So they, the three of them, Raffaele, Amanda, and Rudy, obviously had some plan to commit this murder and frame a third-party person, this fellow Patrick, who had nothing to do with the murder, for killing Meredith Kircher. And that's really a terrible, terrible thing. And that's where I have very, very little sympathy for Amanda Knox. And you see her on television crying, and you see her mother on TV crying. And again, you know, say a prayer for her family. You know, I feel bad for Amanda Knox's family. But if you ask me, she's a very vicious woman who tried to frame this fellow Patrick for murder. Now, it's clear that Amanda Knox called Rudy before the murder, and she called Rudy after the murder. So obviously they had some sort of plan to frame this other person in this bizarre vampire murder. And there again, you won't hear this on the American press. All you will see is pictures of Amanda Knox pouting in court and Amanda Knox's parents crying on TV. And I understand, again, I don't want to sound callous. I do feel very sorry for the families involved in all of this. But we live in a society where vampirism and Satanism are vastly promoted and then ultimately downplayed when you look at cases of crime. Now, one thing I want everyone out there to do, just as an example of how Satanism and vampirism saturates our culture, the next time you're in a supermarket, take a look at one of these red box movie rental machines. I looked at one the other day right before Thanksgiving. On the bottom row, about knee high, where kids can see the photographs of the films that they rent on these machines, you'll see things like Tinkerbell and Mickey Mouse Fantasia with a sorcerer's hat. And then two or three images on top of that, you'll see movies like Drag Me to Hell, Twilight, which is about a vampire. I counted two pentagrams and a swastika on the Redbox machine right at the supermarket near my house. And this is what we're filling our children's minds with. You know, we're programming them in particular ways in order that when they do hear about things like Satanism or vampires or satanic murder, that it doesn't faze them or upset them in the same way that it should, because they're exposed to these diabolical images right when they're little children, 3 and 4 years old. And I, to a certain extent, have been programmed this way, too. As I said earlier, I'm 45, and my earliest memories are of a television show called Dark Shadows, which was a soap opera about a vampire that was on television at 3:30 every afternoon in the late 60s and early 70s, and they even marketed a board game and stuffed animals about a vampire, that I used to have these things myself when I was a kid. This is where my interest in the occult originally began. It was from popular culture and television. So we really have to ask ourselves as a society, do we want to program the minds of our children with these satanic and occult images and movies and music and television shows? Well, I understand that this opens up a whole Pandora's box of questions about censorship and free speech and all of these things, and I think that's important. I think it should be debated. You know, people debate over whether they should have manger scenes on public property or the Ten Commandments in our courtrooms. These are debated things, but the fact that we have satanic images saturating our movie rental machines at supermarkets that are deliberately designed to draw children to look at them, you know, you won't hear any debate about that. No one cares. You won't hear a word about it. And what I would like people to do out there is, just as an experiment, tell 5 people to go look at a Redbox machine and see what they think about what I'm saying. We first have to make people aware of what's happening to them before we can do anything to make sure that there are some changes made.
Well, I mean, which would be better for society? Prayer to God in schools, or certainly the sort of garbage and pornography and things obsessed with sex that you get in every aspect of our society, a planned program of pornography, our evening programs, which, whether it be Jay Leno or the other programs, so-called comedies that are obsessed with sex and lesbian sex and homosexual sex, and they know what they're doing. They're breaking down the morality of our society. At one time, the local community could censor. The whole idea of our Constitution was that the federal government could censor. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or of limiting the free exercise thereof, nor of the right of freedom of speech and press, or the right of the people to assemble and redress their grievances, Congress shall not. And so it was at the state, the local level, we had the ability to censor and keep these vile things out of our society. But you see, the people who wanted to destroy America said, well, that really means that neither Congress or the local community, there can be no religion at all. So we'll take prayer out of the schools, and we'll have sex education, and get our kids all focused on sex and perversion and all of these deviant things. Ladies and gentlemen, this is done very intentionally and purposely. The people who were behind this were Masons. They were part of a secret society that worships the great architect of the universe. They hate the God of the Bible, and this was done all intentionally. And until we understand the influence of the secret societies, that their hatred of God, there is a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. It's a conspiracy against God. We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Kennedy.
Avery Enterprises, your choice for highly technical writing. Avery Enterprises reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the road. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Avery Enterprises. Learn more. Visit AveryEnterprises.net. That's AveryEnterprises.net. When it's too technical for a tech writer to do, contact Avery Enterprises, your home for highly technical writing. They thank you for driving responsibly. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Keene Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Bill Kennedy. And, Bill, before we go on, I want you to get out your webpage and, of course, how people can get in touch with you, get your information.
Very good, Dr. Stan. It's quite simple. Go to williamhkennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com, or if you go to Google, you can just put in William Kennedy, and my page will come up on the first three or four listings there. You can tell it's mine because it says I'm a religious writer, so that's pretty easy to find. And I strongly encourage people, go to WilliamHKennedy.com and go to the Satanic Crime Multimedia page and take a look at the Amanda Knox listing I have there. I have the actual video of Rudy Guida, one of the people convicted of the crime, on the Internet saying he's a vampire and that he wants to drink blood. This was put on about a week before the murder. When you take a look at this film, it looks very much like he's demonically possessed, but I'll let people judge that for themselves. You can see the photo of Raffaele, Amanda Knox's boyfriend, dressed in medical scrubs, holding a butcher's knife and a container of bleach with a satanic T-shirt hanging on a door behind him. You can also see a photograph of Meredith Kircher the night she died, where she is dressed up like a vampire. These are all Associated Press photographs. You can see them at WilliamHKennedy.com. I also have a complete BBC documentary you can link to on the Amanda Knox case. And people can really take a look at the evidence and make up their own minds as to whether Amanda Knox is an innocent, sweet, all-American girl who's the victim of a vicious legal system in Italy, or if she is a very cruel, satanic murderer. And people can make up their own minds. Now, Amanda Knox is filing for an appeal, as is Rudy Guida and Raffaele. They're all going to file for an appeal in about a year. And now Rudy Guida is saying that Amanda and Raffaele were present at the murder. There is a lot of problems with the testimonies of this case, as there is with any case. You know, it's hard to get a clear idea of what happened last week, never mind 2 years ago. So there's a lot of inconsistencies. As I said, they tried to frame this fellow, Patrick Lumbumba, who ran a nightclub near there, and people can get information on how they tried to set this poor guy up and get him thrown in jail for the murder of Meredith Kircher. But as I was saying earlier, Dr. Stan, this whole case should be a warning cry to our society concerning the infiltration of occult, satanic, and vampire-type materials in our popular culture. Now, the big thing this holiday season is not a Christmas movie or anything about Jesus or anything about Christianity or charity. It is a movie called Twilight, which women of all ages are becoming obsessed with, which is essentially about a teenage girl whose boyfriend is a vampire. Now, I was in a store the other day doing some shopping for my nieces and nephews, and I was quite stunned at how much Twilight material is out there. They even had a picture of Edward, who is the chief vampire in this Twilight movie. He's a big sex symbol, and he had a Santa Claus hat on with fangs. Now, as I mentioned earlier, people, you know, protest, and it's a big debate whether we can have a Star of David or a manger scene on a public garden, or here in Massachusetts is a big thing. They forced a firehouse to take down a Merry Christmas sign off their fire station, you know, because these are public buildings and there's a separation of church and state. But the rest of our society, I guess because it's private property, is saturated with satanic occult images that nobody even complains about. It's not even an issue. It's just a given. So as a society, we really have to ask ourselves our tough questions, some very tough questions. And if we don't, you'll see a lot more murders like the Amanda Knox case. And the bizarre thing about this is a lot of people have asked me, well, why did Raffaele post a photograph of himself in surgical scrubs with a meat cleaver and a bottle of bleach? Why did Rudy post a film of himself saying he's a vampire and wanted to drink blood? Why did Amanda Knox publish a story on her internet site where she says that she is a story about a woman who murders her roommate? Well, the bizarre thing I've discovered amongst all of these satanic murderers, like Richard Ramirez and the Son of Sam, these people sincerely believe that Satan will protect them from criminal prosecution. Their faith is very, very deep in Lucifer. Now, Lucifer is a backstabber, obviously, because all of these people are going to rot in prison for the rest of their lives. And that's a terrible, terrible thing. Now, as a society, and I'm not speaking, you know, as a world society, as a global society, there's some truth, you know, with mass communication, the world is a smaller place. We really have to ask ourselves as a world, do we want these satanic and occult influences constantly saturating our culture and programming, and I say it again, programming our children's minds? It doesn't seem logical. It doesn't seem right. There shouldn't be a vampire image at my, you know, local toy store with a vampire with a Santa Claus hat. You know, it's very bizarre. Amanda Knox was a huge Harry Potter fan. Harry Potter figured greatly on her webpage. So what kind of a society are we really putting together? How are we educating our children? And the human mind, Dr. Stan, is very much like a computer. Children's minds are like a blank computer that society puts a program into. That's just the way we are. We're kind of blank slates. There are some innate things in the brain and mind that are there, but for the most part, we are programmed by our environment. And it's what programming we want to put into our children that must be the most important question that the world society asks. If you're going to keep bombarding children with satanic occult images and have every teenage girl's big hero be a vampire on TV, then you're going to see a lot more things like the Meredith Kercher tragedy. It's just, that's just the way it is. And we really have to consider, now, nobody out there would want children to rent a hardcore X-rated movie. No one in their right mind would want that. But when you look at things like the Redbox machine in your supermarket, it's not too far away from an X-rated hardcore movie.
Will you hang on there? We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Kennedy right here at the American Freedom Network.
Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Lindy's Home Service and Lindy's Note Connection, members of the Northern Colorado Better Business Bureau, working for a better community. Visit lindynotes.com. That's lindynotes.com. Lindy's thanks and salutes our veterans this holiday season. That's lindynotes.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center.
now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Bill Kennedy, and people don't understand. There's a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And, of course, it is the wicked people, the people who've given their allegiance to Satan, who control our media, who control our banking system, who control our government, who are working within our military, who have cells at every level of government. They even have divisions within the military where they're actually train people to contact the supernatural and to have supernatural power to acquire this. And I actually told you the story of the spoon. I actually was bent by a major general. I held it in my hand. There was no way you could make two circles out of that, the handle of the spoon. But he's able to call on the demonic forces, which the military was working to train him and many of his subordinates in. The power is there. We don't want to access it. But we must understand that it permeates every aspect of our society, and we don't want to talk about that. No, it's perfectly all right to finance that, although we could never have the Ten Commandments certainly posted in a schoolyard that says that thou shalt not kill, because if it was there, the child might read it. If they read it, they might meditate upon it, and then they might actually obey that, thou shalt not kill. And then we wonder why we're where we are today. There is a conspiracy against God, and the curse is being mediated at the highest levels of our government. And God will not keep this country going much longer. I believe that terrible judgment is coming unless the people of this country repent and return to the only source of our freedom, prosperity, the only hope we really have in a wicked, wicked world. Well, William, you got about 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Very good, Dr. Stan. I agree with everything you said there. And people, if they go to williamhkennedy.com to the occult multimedia page, they can see a documentary on that U.S. psychic program you were talking about. There was a movie out called The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, and you can see the documentary film that movie was based on. It was a George Clooney movie. I didn't like it too much. It kind of made too light of the program. But you can see our government actually paid for people to try and kill other people solely through the power of the mind.
Is that available on CD yet or not? A DVD?
It's not out on CD as of yet, but people can see the free documentary. They can link to it on Google at williamhkennedy.com, the occult multimedia page. The documentary is not out on DVD, nor is the George Clooney movie out on DVD yet, but it soon will be. It will do its run on the TV premium channels like HBO, and then it will be out soon. But for now, people can see the documentary for free at williamhkennedy.com, the occult multimedia page. It's called The Men Who Stare at Goats, and they can see the true story behind the movie. They can also check out the Amanda Knox case at the Satanic Crime section. Everything is free on my page as far as my multimedia sections go. You don't have to register. You don't have to buy anything. Educate yourself and educate other people on the satanic influence in our society, and we really have to start asking ourselves some hard questions about how we're going to program our children's minds, or you will see a lot more cases like Amanda Knox. It's a great tragedy for Meredith Kircher's family. It's a great tragedy for Amanda Knox's family. I pray for them both. I wish them well. I hope they find peace. But if people are going to tamper with Satanism and vampirism on the level that we have in our society, you're just going to see more murders. I'd like to thank you for having me on, Dr. Stan. I appreciate your show, Radio Liberty. People can get my book at RadioLiberty.com and check out my stuff at WilliamHKennedy.com. And I'd like to wish all the American Freedom Network family a very Merry Christmas.
Is your book, Lucifer's Lodge, available?
Lucifer's Lodge is available as an e-book at WilliamHKennedy.com. I'm going to revise it over the new year, and it will be back out in a bound book, and I will send some copies to Radio Liberty. People will get it there. And I'm supposed to film a documentary on it with a Canadian crew. We haven't finished that yet. But my other documentary on the Ricky Casso case will be out this summer on True TV. So there's exciting things coming up in my career.
And I think it's important, if you go to William's webpage, and there you'll see the what really goes on at the Bohemian Grove, where the leaders of our country get together and, of course, worship before the great owl of Moloch, I mean, 40-foot owl, and they're there with their hoods, and they're there with their candles, and they're there with their capes, and they're there with the chanting, and, of course, their feigned human sacrifice. Certainly understand that he also has the Luciferian initiation of Skull and Bones. I mean, this is a wonderful web page if you want to know about these things. Now, certainly it's fascinating, but don't get obsessed with it. The power that comes from the blood of Jesus Christ far surpasses anything Satan can utilize, but if you are not able to call on the blood of Jesus Christ, then you will become susceptible to these dark forces. This story of the men who stare at goats, it will tell you about a major general. That's the major general who bent the spoon that I couldn't budge. This is not imaginary. This is really very real. The retired general, but he's one of the stars of the story. The men who stare at goats, and of course, Colonel Aquino, who was of the Temple of Seth, accused of violating children. He became an army general, and these people permeate every aspect of our society today. Are you concerned? Well, if you're not, you ought to be, because we're going to lose America. And they're going to unleash a dark awakening and chaos in this country like you've never seen. The tempo of violence is already increasing all across America, with wanton murders, increasing number of satanic crimes. Well, these are not nice things to think about at Christmas. But we have to understand there's a reason for the season. There's a reason they want to take the Christmas or the Christ out of Christmas. Because there is a conspiracy against God. Thanks so much for being with us, Bill. We'll talk to you on our other programs real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Steve.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights. That's 303-651-6427.
Well, I'm back here, and we do carry William Kennedy's excellent book, Satanic Crimes. It'll take into all sorts of things, stories that are very real, that are totally ignored by the media. Why are they ignored by the media? Why? Because it's controlled by these same dark spiritual forces. I mean, why don't the police bring it out? They're told not to. We carry a book called Diary of a Darien, of a devil hunter, and this fellow used to lecture to the police academies, and every time he'd go out and tell them about the satanic crimes, they'd send the fellow out from the FBI to say, there's nothing to worry about, there's no satanic crimes. And of course, they're working at every level of our government to suppress this, because they don't want you to understand the spiritual battle that's taking place today. Well, Certainly, brings us quickly to my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Probably by the first of next week, when we'll close our offer, we'll have the people who are ready to, have already pledged to help us get the book republished. We need about, 5 or 6 more people, and then we're closing the offer. You can get 60 copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which basically tells you about who really runs the world, about the dark spiritual forces behind them. It will tell you the secret that's been suppressed for 6,000 years, and it would cost you your life to reveal this secret in years past. And hopefully it will help you to bring others to a personal relationship with our Lord and understanding of the true nature of the spiritual battle. So if you're in a position to help, $149.95 plus $28 shipping. We're going to just average the shipping charges. It's all across the country, shipping and handling. Because we don't handle it, so I think $25 for the shipping and $3 for the handling. So $149.95 plus $28 handling, and you'll get 60 copies of the book as soon as it's printed. If you can help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, once the office closed, why, you won't be able to get the books except at the regular price, which is $12.95 each. You're getting the books for $2.50 each. And you can sell them on Amazon. You can sell them on eBay. You can sell them on Craigslist. Sell them wherever you'd like to. Give them away. Lend them out. But here is a weapon. Here's a weapon in this spiritual battle, and it can also change people's lives forever. Because once you begin to understand what we're really up against, why you become increasingly reliant upon the Lord, and if I didn't have a relationship with the Lord, I'd be scared to death knowing what I know now. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, and then, of course, we hope you want to get the information on the swine flu epidemic. It's all phony that the epidemic's over, and they still want to vaccinate our children. Why? Why? Because it'll do damage to their minds, to their fertility. And, of course, if you haven't heard the DVD, Dr. Abe's DVD, Autism, Mercury, and the Global Vaccine Agenda. autism, mercury, and globovaccine, and Jenny. You not only get the DVD of the talk, but you get a CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of research work. They know that they're destroying the minds of our children. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Remember, the reason for this season is because Jesus Christ died on a cross. Till tomorrow at the same time, and the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to...